track three. And now we come to the first of our news stories, Victory for Heart Care Campaigners. Devon's MPs have welcomed news the bosses of the county's Integrated Care Board, the ICB, have dropped plans to change the way urgent heart patients are treated in Torbay. Devon's Integrated Care Board has dropped its controversial proposals to move the cardiology unit from Torbay Hospital to the Royal Devon and Exeter Hospital. Torbay MP Steve Darling said, "This is a real battle won, but we have not yet won the war." Campaigners warned that lives will be put at risk as a result of the initial proposals to move the cardiology unit from Torbay Hospital to the Royal Devon and Exeter Hospital. They said the extra time taken to get patients the care they needed, particularly in summer traffic and bad winter weather, could cost lives. Campaigners set up a high-profile heart campaign to get their message across and were supported by politicians across the political spectrum. Among them were South Devon's three Liberal Democrat MPs who raised the issue at Westminster. Torbay's cardiac unit is recognised as one of the strongest performing centres in the UK and was ranked fourth in the country for emergency angioplasty outcomes. Now the ICB says it will be pushing forward with a broader investigation which will have an engagement plan attached. Newton Abbott Liberal Democrat MP Martin Wrigley said, "The proposed changes were misguided from the outset and I'm glad they are now scrapped. I'm pleased to see the ICB is now engaging with the community to determine local needs and that the new framework for neighbourhoods suggests that some of this could involve our cottage hospitals." South Devon Liberal Democrat MP Caroline Vowden added, "I'm glad that the strength of feeling from constituents, clinicians, patients, MPs and the Heart Campaign has been heard. This is very good news and I will continue to work with Steve and Martin to make sure Torbay Hospital gets the support and investment it deserves." Mr. Darling went on, "This reflects the strengthening of prevention and early intervention work in cardiology across Devon, for which I congratulate everyone who has worked to make this happen. However, it also reflects the strength of feeling and support for Torbay's cardiology unit from our community across Torbay and South Devon, whether it's medics at Torbay Hospital, patients or the Heart Campaign. I remain aware that elsewhere in the country we've seen the stripping away of services from some of our smaller hospitals and I remain on high alert to prevent this happening to Torbay Hospital where staff undertake incredible services for our community. Loss of vital services would be extremely detrimental to our community and I will be asking the ICB at their board meeting how they are working towards a more collaborative culture between the Devon hospitals and about their strategic approach to employment within more deprived areas."
Lido volunteers win backing of Town Council. Volunteers bidding to take over running Teignmouth's Lido have secured the backing and support of the Town Council. Save the Lido representative told councillors his aim was to have ownership of the pool transferred from Teignbridge Council to the new Community Interest Company. Now known as Teignmouth Lido Community Trust, the group believes it can run the pool to break even and possibly make a profit. But it has warned, use it or lose it. Volunteers were asked to speak to the town councillors after Teignbridge Council's ruling executive committee agreed to reverse its decision to close the open air pool this summer to save £74,000. Trust spokesman Paul Burgess told councillors, "We are hoping to make history. The residents of Teignmouth want it to remain open and the public are really behind us. A few have underestimated our strength of knowledge and experience to be able to run the Lido, but we have an accountant and solicitor on board and expert in previous pool management, and other Lidos across the country are supportive. He said they believe they could even operate at a profit based on expanding the current 18-week season, simplifying the booking system, and selling merchandise and food. Teignbridge Council costs include management charges of £35,000. A trust would save this and get a discount on business rates, an overall saving of about £50,000 on what it costs Teignbridge Council to run. Mr. Burgess said, "It won't be easy, but we've calculated we can break even by opening for 25 weeks based on the average revenue and cost per person." Councillors have been concerned about the potential legal and financial responsibilities of taking ownership of the Lido, but we're reassured the aim is that the asset is transferred direct to the trust. Mr. Burgess explained they were looking for support from the Town Council for when it makes application for grants. Mayor Kate Williams said she was glad Teignbridge Council saw sense and reversed its decision to close. Members agreed in principle to offer support for community-led ownership and voted in favour of the Town Council working with Teignmouth Lido Community Trust so they may run and promote the Lido for the 2026-2027 season.
Dawlish drivers face more road carnage. The quote, "mayhem for Dawlish drivers is not over yet, with more carnage to come." While South West Water is nearing completion of its multi-million pound improvement scheme, work to replace gas pipes and upgrade the network is to restart. Wales and West Utilities still has several kilometres of old gas pipes to upgrade in the town, which will mean more upheaval. The work is due to start on April the 13th, but will involve a further closure of the main A379 from the junction with Elm Grove Road, where South West Water has been working over the last few months. This is due to last 2 weeks, but will be followed by up to 6 weeks of traffic lights on the A379. County Councillor Rosie Dawson explained that the gas pipe replacement is essential. She said, "I know it's going to be carnage, but it is school holidays, so that's something to be grateful for." And she urged residents, "We can help to make this better by planning our journeys and managing our expectations." Wales and West had carried out some work at the end of last year, but three-way traffic lights caused major problems. Councillor Dawson said she had been robust with the energy supplier about the town's previous experiences. During that work, verges were dug up, including hundreds of daffodil bulbs. It's understood these will be replaced. However, the work has to be done to ensure gas supplies to homes and businesses, and Councillor Dawson explained Wales and West is required to complete the work or be fined. One of the issues is that one of the main areas of pipe work is directly at the junction of Elm Grove Road with Exeter Road. Wales and West will be paying bus company Stagecoach to provide a shuttle bus service, and details of this are expected to be announced soon. Devon County Council has insisted work on the main roads must be completed in time for the summer holidays. Councillor Dawson said, "We've got a way to go, but by July the main roads will be clear."